From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Wednesday, July 23rd. Another domestic violence case has escalated in Butte County, this time involving a standoff that lasted several hours. NSPR's Eric Adams reports it's the latest in a series of deadly or dangerous domestic violence cases in the county in recent months.
Police say 44-year-old Nicholas Sheely barricaded himself in a Chico home for more than 4 hours earlier this week. That home is where two people with domestic violence restraining orders against Sheely lived. He was violating the orders, and it took drones, a crisis negotiator, and a canine unit to bring him into custody. Sheely was booked into Butte County Jail and is facing multiple charges. It follows at least three other domestic violence cases that intensified into critical incidents. That includes another this month that involved gunfire near a child, and two earlier cases that turned deadly. In April, a Chico State student was kidnapped, shot, and killed by her ex-partner. And more recently, a Hurlton man was arrested for fatally shooting his ex-partner after a breakup. Domestic violence ranked as the top public safety concern in a recent Butte County Health survey. Domestic violence and in-home stress were flagged as major challenges in the region. Advocates have told NSPR the number and severity of recent cases highlights the need for prevention and investment in programs that can stop abuse before it escalates. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
In other news, the green fire in the Shasta Trinity National Forest is nearly 20,000 acres and more than halfway contained, but officials say upcoming weather could impact firefighting efforts and raise the risk of fire. John Schuler is a public information officer with the Forest Service.
We are seeing a warming trend coming over the next few days with the possibility of thunderstorms increasing for the next three. So that's going to put us obviously at a heightened state of awareness and being vigilant about, any thundercells that moved into the area.
He says nearby residents might still see smoke, but the fire is releasing less of it and dangerous levels are not expected. Schuler says many fire lines have been holding over the last few days. Nearly 1,300 crew members are working on the fire. And a suspect has been arrested in connection with a 1984 Shasta County murder in sexual assault. 64-year-old Roger Schmidt was taken into custody on Saturday in Tucson, Arizona. Terrence Arndt and a female friend, both 18 at the time, were parked in Arndt's car in Bernie when Schmidt allegedly shot Arndt multiple times through the car window. Police say he then forced the woman out of the vehicle at gunpoint before sexually assaulting her multiple times. According to court documents, Schmidt became a suspect when Shasta County detectives revisited the case earlier this year. Working with the Tucson Police Department, they were able to verify Schmidt's DNA matched the sample collected from the clothing of the victim 41 years ago. An extradition hearing is scheduled for Friday in Arizona, and a press conference will be held by the Shasta County Sheriff's Office tomorrow at noon. Also, California Planned Parenthood, the largest provider of abortions in the state, lost its federal funding this week under a court order that allows that money to be withheld while a larger legal dispute plays out. That's according to CalMatters. Earlier in July, Planned Parenthood Federation of America sued the Trump administration over cuts to federal funding for large nonprofit health clinics that provide abortions. Now, a federal judge has ruled that Planned Parenthood's arguments show a substantial likelihood of success. But the judge says only certain Planned Parenthood centers can receive funding while the lawsuit is ongoing. None of California's Planned Parenthood clinics are among those centers. The funding loss for California clinics amounts to roughly $300 million, according to Planned Parenthood officials. Also, California after-school and summer programs will get some of their funding back after the federal government said last Friday it would restore grants it had withheld. But according to our partner CalMatters, there's a catch. The money depends on states complying with civil rights laws. The White House has used this condition before, saying initiatives that favor certain student groups are inherently discriminatory. Federal money is a relatively small but important part of California's overall after-school funding. But federal grants are the only source of funding for high school's after-school programs, which are a key part of career and technical education pathways. Other grants, such as those for migrant students, remain frozen. And finally, Chico State has been awarded a $1.5 million TRIO Student Support Services grant by the U.S. Department of Education. It's designed to support first-generation, low-income students and those with disabilities. The grant offers personalized tutoring, financial aid guidance, and mentoring to help students overcome barriers and reduce debt. It serves 300 students annually. And just a note, Chico State owns NSPR's broadcast licenses. It does not oversee news or programming. And those were your headlines for Wednesday, July 23rd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.